Tuesday this week was International Nurses Day, which is held because the 12th of May is the anniversary of Florence Nightingale's birth. Our next guest has written around 40 books on topics such as the Australian prisoner of war experience, aviation and human space exploration. But recently, Colin Burgess has focused a lot of his work on the contribution of Australian nurses in wartime. His latest book is Sisters Under Fire, The Extraordinary Courage of Two Australian Nurses at War. Colin, welcome to Sunday Extra.
Yes, thank you very much, Julian.
Great to have you. Now, this is your second book about Australian nurses during the Second World War. The first was Sisters in Captivity. I wonder if you could briefly tell us about what you covered in that book.
Yes, in brief, it tells the story of a group of nurses who were sent to Malaya in Singapore ahead of the war with Japan in order to train for tropical diseases and also to look after the troops who were there. Within hours of the bombing of Pearl Harbor, Japan had invaded Malaya and Thailand and were heading south down towards Singapore. And in the meantime, we had 131 Australian nurses who were stationed in Malaya and Singapore. And eventually things got so grim that it was decided to evacuate them back to Australia. And they managed to find three ships, one of which was the ill-fated Vina Brook, on which we had 65 Australian nurses, and they ended up, most of them, on Radji Beach on Banker Island, and a very infamous massacre took place there where 21 nurses were shot by a Japanese firing squad. And in telling this story, there was a side story about another evacuation ship carrying 60 Australian nurses, and two of those nurses on board performed with the utmost bravery, which I can tell you about in a moment.
Yes, indeed. So that was, exactly. It was that experience in Malaya, and I suppose it's the massacre in that involved, I think, only one survivor, Vivian Bullwinkle, which I suppose probably has the most prominent attention historically. But you've really drawn focus to two nurses who were on a different ship. Could you tell us who are the two nurses at the centre of the latest book, Sisters Under Fire?
Yes, of course. They were both Victorian ladies. One was Vera Tornay. She was from St. Arnaud. And the other was Margaret Anderson, and she came from the Melbourne suburb of Malvern. They both trained together. They were friends from their training days, and they both were sent to Malaya at the same time. And they were on the second evacuation ship, the one prior to the Vina Brook, and it was called the Empire Star. And they were on board with 60 other nurses, and they were looking at around about 2,000 people on board.
Which is not how much that boat was normally supposed to take. It was an incredibly packed vessel, wasn't it?
Oh, yes. In fact, it was just a cargo ship. It was a refrigerated cargo ship. And this is where they placed all of the nurses, was down in that hold, obviously not refrigerated at the time, but it was still a bit of a hot, smelly place to be. And that's where they were when the first Japanese planes came over and started strafing the ship.
And so what were the acts that led to those particular two nurses' bravery being heralded to really the highest standard that was available at the time?
Right. What happened was that they were aware that the Japanese might attack, because they were indiscriminately shooting at ships in the evacuation process. And at one stage, the two nurses, the Vera and Margaret, decided to go up onto the deck. They climbed the ladder and went up to the deck to get some fresh air and also to visit the latrine. And whilst they were up there, the Japanese planes came over and started strafing the ship. They were ushered into the wheelhouse. As many people as possible went below decks. And after the shooting was over, the two nurses came out and started tending to the wounded and the dead. And whilst they were doing this, the 60 Japanese aircraft came back and started once again strafing the ship. And these two nurses laid down on top of a couple of the wounded to protect them, sheltering them with their own lives. And it was an incredibly, incredibly brave thing to do. But this is, they were nurses, and this is what they said they were trained to do.
Yeah, really extraordinary, particularly because, as you say, like just the fate of the moment meant that all the other nurses were under the surface, and they couldn't access the top. These two ladies were there, and then they performed with incredible bravery. You trace in the book how Vera Tawney and Margaret Anderson's, how their brave acts then came to the attention of higher authorities and led to them receiving awards. Could you tell us about that, Colin?
Yes. In fact, it was the ship's company that recommended that these two nurses be given some sort of bravery award. And the process was begun, and eventually both were recommended for the George Medal. But the authorities decided that Margaret Anderson had performed more of the duties on the deck, and so she was awarded the George Medal, and Vera Tawney was given an MBE. They were both very, very surprised to learn that they'd been receiving these medals for extraordinary courage. But obviously, you know, if you read through the book or you hear the story, you'll know exactly why these two ladies were recognised in this way.
Yeah, and so what happened after that attack, Colin? Tell us what happened to the ship after that.
The ship actually made it down to Batavia, now Jakarta, and the wounded were offloaded to hospital facilities there. And the ship proceeded right through to Fremantle in Australia.
And did Vera and Margaret continue to serve during the rest of the war?
Yes, they did, but for not too much longer. They both served on repatriation ships, bringing wounded back from overseas, from Europe and from New Guinea, Singapore, places like this. But eventually Margaret was quite ill through some of her experiences, and she retired and later married, and virtually the same happened with Vera, that she found someone to take her down the aisle, and she resigned from the Australian Army Medical Service, as you were required to do once you got married.
On Sunday Extra, we're speaking with Colin Burgess, historian, whose latest book is Sisters Under Fire, The Extraordinary Courage of Two Australian Nurses at War. And Colin, one of the interesting things that emerges from your book is that while the courage of Vera Tawney and Margaret Anderson was formally commended, the nurses didn't receive universal acclaim from everyone back in Australia. In fact, sometimes they got a hostile reception. Why was that?
Well, I wouldn't specifically say that they received a hostile reception, but I don't think people understood what they went through when they were overseas. They were sent into the chaos of war without specialised training for it. They were there to look after the sick and injured. Particularly in the First World War, they were sent straight to the front lines to casualty clearing stations, and they saw the very, very worst of war. They were working under the most primitive conditions. But I think possibly that when they came back, it was more the men that were recognised, particularly those who'd won such awards as the Victoria Cross. But I don't understand why they wouldn't receive these ladies back with the utmost respect and admiration for what they did.
I suppose I'm just referring to the fact that you note in the book that there were, I think it was Margaret Anderson who was sort of verbally attacked in Myers, because there were some people who felt that the fact that these nurses had got back safely was unfair compared to the women who you've referred to earlier, the sisters in captivity, and that was sort of, that there were, you know, occasional unsavoury incidents like that.
Oh, yes. No, I understand what you're saying there. No, the reason that this lady attacked Margaret was because these women were specifically sent to Malaya and Singapore to look after the injured and sick amongst our troops. And when the Japanese were on the point of entering Singapore City, and it was absolute chaos and carnage there, you couldn't imagine. And the authorities knew that the Japanese were acting with brutality when they invaded places such as Hong Kong, where they stormed into hospitals. They violated the nurses, killed them, and killed a lot of the patients in the hospitals. The authorities knew they had to get the Australian women out, but the nurses rebelled. They didn't want to leave. They didn't want to leave their patients in Singapore. They were under orders. And I think that you know, they wanted to disobey the orders, but they were under orders.
Oh, yeah.
They had to come home.
Military
for
rules,
their own
exactly.
Safety.
Yeah,
for their own safety. And I think this lady misunderstood the situation that, you know, the nurses were ordered back to Australia. They didn't come of their own volition.
Mm.
And, you know, perhaps you could understand that lady's position, but I think Margaret was rather sorry to have to go through this episode.
No doubt. We're speaking with Colin Burgess about his book, Sisters in Captivity. And Colin, in the introduction of this book, you write, occasionally a real treasure comes the way of a biographer. What goal did you strike in the course of researching Sisters Under Fire?
Oh, many, many things. It's a continuation of the fascination I have for the stories of the war. I don't write specifically about the war. I write about the courage of people who go into the war, be it a nurse, be it an aviator, be it a prisoner of war, be it anybody who was in the Dam Buster Squadron, things like this. And I applaud courage. I always have. And whenever I hear a story, it always leads to another one. But I think in this instance, I've really struck an affinity with our nurses going to war, and I want to continue writing about them because they are under-recognised and they certainly deserve a place in our Australian military history.
Yes, and I believe that you've no doubt had a few allies in the search for primary material that can be referred to. And I think something, was it in the Australian College of Nursing in Sydney, that some transcripts of taped interviews with Vera Tawney and Margaret Anderson were uncovered during the research for the book?
Oh, yes, that was a real godsend because initially when I was writing my books about Australians at war, it was back in the 1980s. And I could visit these people both here and overseas and get first-hand stories. Now you're relying mostly on relatives, generally grandchildren, great-nieces, people who may have had an association with the story. It's more difficult. And in this instance, Vera Tawney's family, I contacted them pretty well straight away and they couldn't have been more helpful. But you go to the Margaret Anderson side of the story and unfortunately the only living relatives know very little about her. So it was a matter of trying to find information. And when these two interviews came up during the course of my research, it was a godsend. It really was, because here was an actual interview with the two women about their lives and about what they experienced and their afterlives.
And as a demonstration of your commitment to the contribution of nurses, I believe that you're pledging some of the royalties for Sisters in Captivity to the Australian Nurses Memorial Centre. Could you tell us about that, Colin?
Yes, of course. Quite some time back, I decided that I would try to do something with my writing, with being able to publish books. And each time I'd write a book, I would donate 50% of the proceeds in the instance of these two books. The 50% of the proceeds go to the Australian Nurses Memorial Centre in St Kilda. The next book, I have pledged 50% to the Centaur Memorial Fund for Nurses. And the Sutherland Shire Military History Club has also been a beneficiary. And in fact, last Tuesday, as you say, it was Florence Nightingale's birthday and the International Nurses Day. We erected a statue of a nurse who represents nurses of all conflicts, and that was unveiled at the Warrenora Cemetery in Sydney. It was an absolutely wonderful day. We actually had a 100-year-old nurse there who served during the war.
Oh, fantastic. Well, good on you, Colin, and thank you very much for speaking with us this morning about Sisters Under Fire.
Thank you very much for the pleasure, Julian.
That's Colin Burgess, and as we heard, his latest book is Sisters Under Fire, The Extraordinary Courage of Two Australian Nurses at War.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.